Duke Ellington's career took off in the late 1920s, when his shows at New York City's Cotton Club could be heard on radio throughout the U.S.
That's a huge thing for a big band.
Biographer Terry Teachout says Ellington wrote specifically for his musicians, assigning parts and using color and harmony in innovative ways.
He will mix the sections together instead of using them separately. He will change the lead players. In the song Satin Doll, the lead player is not the alto player, it's a tenor saxophone player right in the middle of the ensemble. In terms of color, there had never been before Ellington a jazz composer who used instrumental color with the same imagination, the same sophistication that a classical composer, say one of the Impressionists like W.C. Ravel, used it.
He elevated jazz in the public mind, but also influenced the culture.
He sees himself as a kind of an image spokesman, if you see what I mean, for the black race. Beautifully spoken, beautifully dressed, and look, his name is Duke. He's a genius, and he's an elegant genius.
In his lifetime and after, Duke Ellington received multiple Grammy Awards, the U.S. Medal of Freedom, the French Legion of Honor, and a special award citation from the Pulitzer Prize Board.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.